The Meaning of Life, Part 2. The Third World. Yorkshire.
Now, whose tea time is it? Now, Vincent, Tessa, Valerie, Janine, Martha, Andrew, Thomas, Walter, Pat, Linda, Michael, Evadne, Alice, Dominic and Sasha, it's your bedtime. Now, don't argue. Laura, Alfred, Nigel, Annie, Simon, Amanda...
Wait! I've got something to tell the whole family.
Oh, quick, go and get the others in, Gordon.
The mill's closed. There's no more work. We're destitute. Come in, my little loves. I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments. No, no, that's the way it is, my loves. Blame the Catholic Church for not letting me wear one of those little rubber things. Oh, they've done some wonderful things in their time. They've preserved the might and majesty, even mystery of the Church of Rome. And the sanctity of the sacraments, the indivisible oneness of the Trinity. But if they let me wear one of those little rubber things on the end of my cock, we won't be in the mess we are now.
Couldn't Mummy have worn some sort of pessary?
Not if we're going to remain members of the fastest growing religion in the world, my boy. You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.